Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Bessie, and mothers and daughters from around the world. Good morning to you. It's a great morning to get up and know that you've accomplished some things this week and you're still here regardless of what all happened during the week when we thought we might not have gotten through it. We did, and we're here, and we're still standing. So now we got an opportunity to do some more exciting things today, to live life and enjoy it. And for that, we want to say, Father God, we thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for protecting us, looking over us, and all of our family, our children, our coworkers, our friends, our enemies, just protecting us all, knowing that we all are your children, and we are none perfect. So we cannot look at one another with hatred or dislike in our hearts, because we all are grateful that we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and for that we are forgiven for our sins, and therefore, you know, each of us have the same opportunity. And we just want to thank you for mothers and daughters around the world, and thank you, Father, for choosing me to do this particular assignment and to bring out the importance of the relationship between mothers and daughters. So I release myself to you that you speak to mothers and daughters around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning again. For newcomers coming on, just want to say thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule today, because I know you have things to do. So a lot of you are moving around, and I appreciate you turning us on. Even if you're moving around and doing other things, you still can hear us, and I appreciate that. Today we have an exciting show, and what we're doing today, we are going to talk to mothers and daughters and open up a dialogue. I'll give you a little bit for newcomers that are coming on. You know, you never know. Each Saturday we have different mothers and daughters coming on. Some are new, some have been with us from the day we started. But we always having someone new to come on and listen. And this past week I was on a show, Mom Talk. It was absolutely a wonderful opportunity. It was a young lady. She said, you know, I heard you and I couldn't get you out of my mind. And I thought, wow, I need to have her on my show. So you never know who's listening out there. The show was absolutely wonderful. And if you want to, we're going to put it up on our website. You can go there and click on it. And the website is www.mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. So you never know who's listening, and every once in a while, someone will pop up and says, I'm from London, I'm from Australia, you know. And it's amazing to me that I don't know who's out there, but yet, every once in a while, someone would just pop up from an area that it just really kind of, wow, I didn't realize we were reaching people there. But, of course, I did say all over the world, right? So the possibilities are open. With that being said, you are on today. Why don't you call a friend, text a friend, and tell them to call in at 347-539-5078 to listen to the program. Click one if they want to join the conversation, because what we're doing here at the round table We are just planting seeds in the minds of mothers and daughters. That's all we're doing, just planting a seed, a thought seed, of actually getting the mother and daughter to pay attention to their relationship and the effect of their relationship to the entire family. See, it's just not about you and your daughter. It's about you, your daughter, your granddaughter, your great-grand, and your great-great-grand. In a few weeks, I did a show on talking about the mother, daughter, and the granddaughter. And I think it's about maybe the first time I've done a show that brought that third generation in. I'm constantly talking about that mother and daughter relationship, and a lot of times I'm focusing on the mother because the mother is the key element to that relationship, and the mother's the key element even to the father, to the mother-son relationship, you know, because mothers are the nurturers. Mothers are the one that has the birth canal that brings that child into this earth. So therefore, she has 9 months, 9 months ahead of the father. That 9 months, you know, the father's out working, doing various things, but no matter where that mother goes, that child is with her. No matter what she says, no matter what she thinks, no matter what she does, that child is with her 24/7, 9 months. And a lot of times that's where mothers are not conscious. You know, they know they're pregnant, but they're not conscious of the input that that child is taking in, that you're putting inside of that child, and the child is receiving information. That child is receiving your personality, your fears, the words that you say, the impact of those words. That child is absorbing that. So therefore, when the child is born, you get the results of that, and you can't figure out why the child is crying and why the child can't sleep at night. Because when you get into your mode, let's say if you're anxious or you're always upset and you're fussing and carrying on while you're carrying the child, then when the child is born, anything like that that comes into hearing distance or eye distance of that child is going to react. That's why they can't sleep, because you're still fussing. You're still talking loud. You're still saying things. You think, this is a baby. The baby don't understand. But don't underestimate God and the power that he was in children into all human beings. They're smarter than you think. That's why I like to use the situation when I say, if you want to give, you want to see how much power you have over a baby, you try feeding a three-month-old some peas and she doesn't like it, and you keep trying to feed it to her. No, come on, baby, you need to eat your vegetables, you know, because that's what we were taught. You can't make it without your vegetables. Yet she spit it right back in your face. And you try several times and she spit it right back. And you cannot make her eat it. And she's 3 months old. So think about that. We all come with the power to control our own being. So that's why it's important that we bond with our daughters, because then we can communicate and then we'll have a respectful relationship. That's all we got. It's the respect mode. You give respect, you get respect. So that brings us to our stimulating topic this morning. How important is the mother and daughter relationship to you? Can talk about how important the mother and daughter relationship in general, but how important is that relationship to you? And that's why there's so many people at the round table this morning, because I personally solicited and asked you, a group of people, to sit at the round table. And the reason I asked you to do that this morning is because I want to hear what you think, and I want you to share that with mothers and daughters around the world. I think if we could all just sit and think for a moment how important this relationship is, we would do things differently. We would think before we speak. We wouldn't react as quickly. And even though I'm chosen to facilitate the round table, I only get what God gives me. But he's going to speak to you this morning, and in your spirit, that's going to say, you know what, this is what it means to me. And look at your own mother and daughter relationship. If your mother's living, you know, good, do a tribute to your mother. But if your mother's gone, look at if she was here today, what would you do that you didn't do? How important was that relationship to who you are today? Because no matter what we think about our mother and daughter relationship, it does reflect in our decision-making process today. It's who you are. So again, I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world, and we're talking about the importance, how important the mother and daughter relationship to you. I'd like to thank my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. I'm not on the switchboard, but I'm assuming that she's there. And I want to thank all of the mothers and daughters this morning that's taking time, like I said earlier, from your busy schedule. And for the ones that are on that's new, we take our platform from Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And if you think about that, it's so powerful, because how many times, and for you that don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and I have private practice. And how many times have I had a mother and daughter come in, and that daughter said, I refuse to be like her. And I said, well, you're just like your mother. No, I'm not. They get really upset, like I've offended them. But you are. You're doing the same thing that you're accusing your mother of doing. I am not, Dr. Fletcher, I'm not like my mother. I will not be like her. I had a young lady that was about 15 years old. She said, I don't want to be like her. I'll never be like her. There's no room in my life. I have a box, and there's no room in my life for her to fit in outside of the box. She was so determined. She was not going to be like her mother. She really, I don't like her. I don't even love her. 15 years old. Where did that come from? When we got down to the bottom of it, the abuse. But when we got to the sixth or seventh session, she had a whole different attitude. And she realized how important that relationship to her and her growth. And she realized that before. She knew she loved her mother. I knew that. But she was fighting because she knew she was going to, that was her way of spanking her mother. That was her way of getting back. When a child can't spank you, they do the next best thing. They do the thing that will irritate you. And then they sit back and laugh. Because she said, I would do it, and I would sit back and laugh. Because I knew if I just threw my clothes all in the middle of the floor, it's going to drive her insane. I knew if I left things on the counter, just going to drive her insane. And I said, you're doing it, and you know you're doing it. Yeah, I know I'm doing it. I'm doing it for a reason. And then when it came down to it, the mother had the same problems with her mother. And she responded the same way. So when you're going through the discovery, it's so unique to me because I just love it. I can see, because I talk to each one of them differently, you know, at a different time. Each have their session, I'll say it like that. And so I'm just doing the discoveries, and I'm hearing and I'm feeling the energy. And then I get the other one in the room, and then I'm doing the same thing. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking, it's the same thing. But I can't tell them that right up front. I have to kind of work it so that they can see it by asking the question and actually doing the discovery with each one and allowing them to figure it out for themselves. So, again, our topic this morning is the importance, how important is the mother and daughter relationship to you? Let me say that. And when I open it up, I'm going to say a couple things, and then I'm going to open up the line. And I'm going to have a couple people speak on their opinion on the mother and daughter relationship. And I'm going to go through my thoughts real quickly, and then you can add to that. I said the mother and daughter relationship is unique. There's no two that's alike. You know, and the mother is the role model. Whatever you do, whatever you say earlier, that daughter is watching you. And examples are when a mother says one thing, and does another. When a mother says no and then turn around and says yes. When a mother talks about another mother or slash woman in front of her daughter, and then when she sees the mother woman, she greets her as if she really loves her with a smile, as if she never said anything negative about her. The daughter's watching. So the mother and daughter relationship, in my opinion, is a key element to the strength of our future generations. And when I say that, I just want you to think about your generation as a child and think about the generation of the children today. You know, why are the children now so much disrespectful to the mother today than they were when we were coming up? Because our mothers, when they said no, it was no. But today, I thought, as I was jotting some notes down this morning, because most mothers become copycat mothers. And what is a copycat mother? A copycat mother is a mother that wants to be like the hip mother. And I said hip, that takes me back in time. Hip mother. You know, I don't want my daughter to dislike me. How many times have I heard that in session? You know, what other girls are doing it. When she's 12 and she wants to date, I can't conceive that. I'm from the old school. But mothers want to, and the daughters will bring that guilt trip on them. Well, you're so different. You're so mean. I don't even like you. You don't let me do. And Mary's mother let her do this and that. And then the mother gets into that guilt mode and says, well, okay, but that's not what you want to do in your heart. You know that's not for your daughter. You can't raise your daughter the way Mary raised her daughter. Mary's mother's raising her. You can't do that. Everybody's unique, and your responsibility as a mother is to your daughter. And I guarantee you, you can be as liberal as you want to be with your daughter and allow her to do things at an age which she knows it within herself is inappropriate to do, but she's happy because what she wants to do it at that moment, but it comes back to get you later on, because when that daughter has a daughter, and then she starts looking at her role as a mother, she starts reflecting back and saying, why did my mother let me start dating at 12? And she had said, no, I wouldn't have gotten pregnant at 16. So now she's looking at you, and then it switches. She then began to dislike you as a mother. She disliked you because she made inappropriate decisions on her behalf. You did not protect her. So now she's saying, I will not be like my mother. I'm going to do differently with my daughter. Now she has a daughter at 16. But yet, as stated in Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And it will appear in her life. And then she finds her daughter having a daughter at 16. That's my take on it. And I'm going to open up the line. And I'm going to see. Let's see who we have here. I'm going to call the last four of your numbers, and then you can start talking. This is 5973. Good morning. Good morning. Go to this one. 6426.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. Let me just close off the patio here because the outside man is going to interfere. The mother-daughter relationship, Dr. Fletcher, and someone who's being raised for most of my life, didn't have my mother and really didn't have my mother until I was 48, as to say, any kind of relationship with my mother. Of course, she was always there. It was just I was not raised with her, but I knew where she was from the time I was 13. I met her when I was 13, and I consistently attempted to force a relationship that was not happening because I had my own idea of what I wanted in that relationship, just like you said, by watching other relationships, mother-daughter relationships, wanting to have that relationship to be like what I was seeing. But that's where we need to understand that there's no two relationships what has ever been formed that will be alike. And one of the things that I see that's different when you said that when women are sitting around talking about other women and how the children hear all of this, one of the things that I like to bring to their attention is that old school moms and old generations, when grown-up conversations was going on, they were asked the children to leave the room. We don't do that anymore. We let them sit right in our space, and we have this adult conversation going on, and they just soaking up everything. But to answer the question, how important a mother-daughter relationship is, it is crucial if both persons are going to be their best person. Daughter's going to rebel if she don't have a relationship with her daughter. Daughter's going to act out. Daughter's going to do whatever she needs to do to try to fill that void. And I was one of those children. I was acting out. I didn't act out as a child, though. I made up in my mind when I was about 13 that I was going to be somebody. So that acting out wasn't part of who I was. But that trying to fill a void was very huge in my life. And so I would try to fill it with other people. And men became that thing that I tried to fill my void with.
Okay.
And so that mother-daughter relationship is crucial if both people are going to be their best persons.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia. We got a lot of people online today and a lot of people want to talk. Thank you. All right.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
All right. That's good. That's Cynthia Oliver. That's my co-host. Let's go to the last number is 3380. Remember, I don't know whose numbers they are, so good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Okay, this is Diane from New Jersey.
Hi, Diane from New Jersey. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was listening, and I definitely agree with everything that you've been saying. I became a mother at 44. I was very blessed and fortunate to have a child in 20 minutes labor. And ever since that, once I made up my mind to decide to become a mother, even though my mother and myself didn't have a great relationship until 6 months before she passed, I made a definite attempt and effort to become the better mother or a open communicative mother to my child. She's 18 now. She's in college, and she's doing quite well. And we have hit some bumps along the way. I mean, I read a diary, which I should know, and some things that she said in there were appropriate when she was concerned. At 8 years old, you know, I was a little too rough on her because I was a little scared about raising her by myself as a single parent. But I made the adjustment, and I opened up to her, and I, too, a licensed clinical social worker, had to use some of my skill set to pull and to get her to really open up to me. And I think basically it's crucial. It's real crucial because I really want her to be a sound, educated, informed citizen to know what's going on in this world, not just in the United States, but outside this world, and to be able to really flourish as a human being and to really, really look at herself as being a beautiful black woman, okay, and to really, really grow. And that's always been my mission and my goal for her, to really step out of the box. When you talk about being in the box, I'm talking about stepping out of the box and really living her life and not letting anyone dictate to her exactly what that should be. She's really growing. She's tremendous. She's very bright, and she's done a lot of things so far as an 18-year-old. And she's got, as I told Dr. Bessie before, she's got a full scholarship to University of Rhode Island playing basketball. She's 6'3", and she's got a 3.8 average, and she's done everything that I've asked her to do. So I'm going to make it quick, and I tell you, there were a lot of bumps, but I'm telling you, as a parent, a black woman, single-parent mom at 40, now 62, I have grown tremendously, and I think I wouldn't have done, I will not ever, if I had to do it again, I'd do it again that way, maybe have another one, because it enriched my life so much. So I encourage communication. I encourage participation. I I feel like sometimes you have to come out that mother box and be a friend. Yes, you can be a friend, but you also need to know the boundaries of being a friend, being open to her and what she wants to do, and being open to what you want to do, because we define each other. And that's basically it.
Well, I thank you. That's a lot. And being in the profession that you're in, you not only do you have the personal experience, you have the professional experience as well. And I know, and if you don't mind, I'm going to peep into something that I know about you, is that you're going through the empty nest syndrome. You know, you and your daughter so close, and you miss her, and I know that we've had the conversation how much you missed her. And a couple of days you got to just be by yourself, but it's okay. It gets better as you go along, because I'm an only child, and I have one child too, and I certainly understand that when that one child leaves, it's a void there that, it's blamable. But you have so much to be grateful for.
Dr. Bessie, that's another subject, because I think a lot of women need to understand, and I too, I'm going through and processing it now, and I'm very lonely at times, and then something hits me, and then I go out and I enjoy myself. So I don't know if that's like another subject for motherhood, because it really is very significant.
And it is another subject.
Yes, it is.
And why don't we do that too? We'll do that, because there are mothers out there going through what I've gone through and what you're going through now, and yet, you know, you're going through, but you got such a beautiful daughter. I mean, she's playing basketball and she's doing wonderful, you know. And she, too, as is the mother, so is the daughter. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Have a blessed day. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to 3668. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Enjoying this show, as always.
Thank you.
I like to say I didn't grow up with a mother. My mother died when I was young. And even though I had aunts and my grandmother, I always felt that, like, there was a void in my life, because I would always hear children talking about their mother and their mother, not very much about their dad, but it was always their mother, their mother, their mother. So I always wondered what it would be like being a mother. So I always wanted to have two daughters, which I do have, so that I could be a mother. One of the things I've learned in being a mother is you're planting seeds. And I always wanted to plant good seeds, because I always wanted my children to remember good things about me. Even though my mother died when I was young, I could still remember things that we did when I was 5 years old. And I focus on what I did with my mother more so than my father, who was always with me until adulthood. But one thing I learned is with being a mother, just like with any relationship, you're going to remember more if your mother hurts you more than you will the good things sometimes. It really depends on where your mindset is, though, and your spiritual beliefs, what you remember. But you're going to remember when you hurt. So I didn't want my children to remember me hurting them. I always tried to plant good seeds into their lives, tried to do things. At one point, I would do something like once a month, something that they could remember, and just listening to your show, I realized that mothers and daughters, you know, they're the mothers, females, period, they're the anointed ones. God anoint us. We have that special anointing on our life. So when you're planting those good seeds into their life, you know that this is something they're going to remember, this is something you're going to feel good about. And another thing you said, when you do something to someone, you can't take it back, and they're going to remember that. So I always try to do good things. It's very, very crucial to have a good mother-daughter relationship, because we're the ones, we're spreading the love, and we're spreading the love out there to others, and this thing is just continuously growing and growing, and we're the anointed ones to do that. That's the way I feel.
That's a good feeling, and that is so true. We are the anointed one. God handpicked us. And when you think about that, that's such an honor. And I like what you said about the fact that you tried to do at least one thing that the children will remember once a month. And you don't have to have a lot of money to do that. So it's not about money, and that's what I tell mothers and daughters when they come in. Well, my mother never spent any time. She said, well, I didn't have any money. It's not about money. You can go sit in the park and feed the ducks and have conversations, and they will remember that, you know? So I thank you for sharing that, and that is a key element, and I know some mothers and daughters out there are picking up on that because we have not only young senior mothers, we have, you know, mothers that are getting ready to women that are getting ready to have babies and become mothers. So we got a whole gamut of ages here, and they will pick up on that and say, you know what, I'm going to incorporate that into my life, and it is very important. And to do that without having a reference point from your mother is outstanding, because a lot of times that's the excuse. I didn't know because no one told me. But somewhere down in the bottom of your mind, in your heart, you said, you know what, I didn't have a mother, but I'm going to. And, of course, your grandmother and your aunt played a great role in it, too. And, of course, your father. So, you know, with all of that being, you know, your mother, as they say to us, they're always with us in spirit. You'd be surprised what she's been saying in your ears. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank
have
you.
A blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, we're going to go to, let's see what we have here. 5973.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is
Good
Ralphie.
Good morning.
This
is Ralphie?
Yes.
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for opening up this subject. The importance of a mother and daughter's relationship to me is the utmost importance, because just yesterday I was talking to my daughter, and she plays soccer, and I played soccer in high school, and she says, Mom, I'm following in your footsteps. I was like, that's great, baby. She's like, well, I don't want to be just like you. I said, no, you're going to be a better version of me. And she smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's 12, and she's real an independent child. She has her own character, and I see myself in her, but she might not see it yet. And I say all of that to say that it is so important that we are there for our daughters. Now, my generation is the professional generation. We are the working mothers that are going out there and holding the head of a household. So we tend not to be there for our children because we're working so hard being in the workforce. And I find myself always being out there trying to provide the best for my children, that sometimes I'm not there to spend the time, the quality time that they need. So I try to be there and communicate with my children, but my daughter especially, I want to be there to nurture her and raise her as the woman that I want my son to bring back to me as a wife.
Mm.
And it is very important because right now I see him running around with some little girls. They are not optimal. And most of them, Dr. Bessie, are white. They're blonde hair, blue eyes girls. And my son is he's educated. I've raised him to be a strong black man. And I would love in the future to see him accompanied by a strong woman or equivalent educated, independent woman. So it is our duty, our responsibilities to raise our daughters to be nurturing, loving, independent, educated, strong black women that we can be proud of. And in our community, we are seeing the roles are reversing. Women are the head of household. They are the ones taking care of the house. They are the ones providing with the financial. We need to reverse that. We need to make our black men, our sons, be responsible and come back and be the head of household. So that's what it means to me to have a strong bond with my daughter to teach her, and so she can teach her children to, so we can move forward and reverse this whole black men or men in general, depending on women to be the head of household.
Wow, that's very powerful, and that's a different take on it. I appreciate you sharing that. I heard several different things, and being a single mom, I did not experience that. But I've been in session with and have friends that have experienced it. And being a single woman, you know, for many years, I just barely can take care of myself. And when I hear a single mom speaking out about their children and the things that they have to go through, I can only imagine how difficult that is. But yet, I'm hearing from you, no matter what, we still have to focus, and that's what I keep telling mothers and daughters. You still have the first responsibility is to your children. And because I focus on mothers and daughters, because that's what God assigned me to do, is to bring out the conversation, to pass the word, to preach the word, the good news to mothers and daughters, that, you know, you determine as a mother the relationship you're going to have with your daughter. And you can't wait till they're 12 or 13 to do that.
Yeah.
Now, even as your daughter said to you, I'm falling in your footsteps, she see it. She see herself falling, going through and following you, and she sits back, and that tells you she's thinking about it. It's like a treadmill. And she can't get off even if she wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what we do, we have to have that independence, she says, but I don't want to be like you. Even though she sees it, she know it, it's kind of, you know, like out of control. It's just like something she can't control, but yet she keep fighting, saying, but I don't want to be like you. And that's not a bad thing. It's just like you said, no, be a better me.
Yes.
Take it to another level.
She wants to be her own self, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And see, like with me and my daughter, and I'm telling you, it's amazing to me. I sit and I watch her. She's a grown woman with two children, one in college, one in high school. And I sit back and watch it, and I know she's fighting. I know. I can see. She's just like, oh, no, I don't want to be like her, you know what I mean? But yet she's just like me, and I think I've done, you know, pretty good. And she's doing good, but still everybody wants to have their own identity. And so when you see yourself going, but God said it, as is the mother, so is the daughter, and ain't nothing going to change that. So we might as well be the best mothers that we can be, because you're going to be looking in the mirror, 80 years old, at a 60-year-old woman that's either going to hate you or love you, but she's going to be just like you, and she's going to give you back what you gave her. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Thank you
absolutely.
For sharing.
Thank you.
Have any other comments?
I was just going to say that sometimes as working mothers, we forget. I know I get into that whole aspect where I work so much to try to provide the best, I'm not always home. So we forget that that's not what's essential. The money, the materialistic things are not what they're looking for. Sometimes they're just looking for some time to spend with us. Just talking. Sharing that moment, like my daughter said, Mom, can we just have a movie night? So her sitting by the television, watching a movie, eating popcorn is like the best way to end the day.
Isn't that wonderful?
Time, yes.
Well, I take my hat off to you. I know that busy woman and as all the busy mothers out there, you know, just keep going, keep doing. And there's no perfect mother. And if you could just keep that in your mind, I tell them it's no perfect. We're not perfect beings. There's no perfect daughter. And that's why communication is key, because we have to find out what's in the heart and of our daughters and our mothers and in order to get past that and get to the next state of mind. Thank you for sharing. I truly appreciate it. And pass the word on, and I'm inviting have a great day, Rafi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I want to just say this to the audience. You know, this is what the Mother and Daughter Roundtable is supposed to be. And I just want to say thank you for calling in, and thank you for deciding to speak out. I really, truly appreciate it. There's so many people, I just don't know if I'm getting, if I call back on you again, I can't remember. I should have wrote down the numbers that I clicked on. And I got so excited about the conversation. So I don't want to miss anybody. I don't know who this is to you, but I'm going to just say it. If you want to speak, fine. It's clicked as if you want to speak. 1419 is the last four numbers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Raina from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Raina. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to tune in on this great show. Such a great message that's very, very needed in our society.
Thank you.
And I do want to stress the fact that, yes, having a relationship with your daughter is key, but you have to have love, understanding, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, in order to be effective in those areas, you have to learn, discover who you are, and discover your child. And to me, it has been an interesting journey because every person is an individual, a creation of God with your own unique characteristics and personality. So no matter how much we try to mold, guide, mm-hmm. influence, that person's individuality will be there. So I believe that it's important to let that flourish and nurture that and support it. Because our society is set up to have people conform and follow. But if you really allow the individual to develop 100%, we will have more leaders and more strong role models.
Mm, that is true. And you have a daughter as well.
Yes, I do have a daughter. I'm so mm-hmm. grateful. I can't thank God enough for this precious experience.
It is absolutely, and she's a wonderful young girl too, just like you.
We recognize in others what we also possess. Dr. Bessie, my highest compliments and respect because you're doing a fantastic work in bridging that gap between our society and people and families. One of the greatest keys in our society is having strong families. And unfortunately, due to economic pressures and the way the system is, both parents have to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And where is that time? And your children
yeah.
are away. So
mm-hmm.
whatever time you have is extremely precious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to make it count.
Mm-hmm.
But I am pro-individual, and I'm definitely see the need to understand each individual. And also you have, I'm an older mom, so there's a generation gap. So my values are going to be different than my 12-year-old
mm-hmm.
values. So discovering what she believes is important in her life at this stage and discovering what I believe is important in this stage in my life is crucial. You have to take mm-hmm. into consideration the culture as well,
mm-hmm.
your background. So there's a lot of components in raising a child and being in a relationship. So regardless of how good or bad or indifferent your relationship is, the whole key in our lives is relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I'm bringing this out as a point, and you and I know each other well enough that we can do this. What is your nationality?
I'm first generation Chinese.
Okay.
Chinese American.
Yeah. Now, with raising a daughter in America and the traditions, because you have a beautiful mother, and she's from the older generation, and it's even different for you and your mother in America. What would you say to another person from your nationality in raising a daughter in America with an older generation? Because how many generations in there? I think it's, what, three or four generations?
Yes,
your mother?
Three generations.
So now you're talking about your daughter wanted to be like the average American girl. How do you handle that?
Well, I give her the important traditions and values that I believe that should be carried on. But I also believe that as an individual, she has the right to choose. So what I say is take and leave the rest. So you try to provide the best of each culture, of each generation. And, and yes, it's important to have a strong character based on what your preferences are, what your moral ethics are. So it really is, it depends on the individual, like I said. But yes, there are some great things that culture provides, but at the same time, like I said, I'm pro-individual. So discovering your true self is key here. And then you can pick and choose, well, this doesn't work for me, even though it's popular. Oh, I don't like this, or this is not that useful in my life. So really, my key here is having a child that thinks for herself, that analyzes, and looks at the information, how useful, how practical, and how beneficial is it for me and others.
And you know what? You've done a good job, because she is that. So
a parent always does that. that question mark, am I doing the best? Am I doing the best? There's always that percentage of doubt.
But that's growing and trial and error. But as long as you're doing the very best that you can, and if you made a mistake, you know, I always tell people, talk about it, apologize, and start where you are to do better. And that's all you can do. So I thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
All right.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we have a couple more people here. Let's make sure. When we're talking about how important is the mother and daughter relationship to you, you know, we're getting some really good information. And what I like about it is broad. And I'm challenging everyone to at least bring on two more people for next week. We're going to keep these conversations going because it is our duty as a mother and as a woman to help educate and inform other mothers and daughters. This is how we're going to spread this message all around the world in a very positive, good news format that is going to help bring in that strength in the families, which is going to create a whole new dynamics in our generation. Let's see what we have here. We have 5286. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Bessie?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
All right. I'm just loving your program as usual.
Thank you.
Love the topic today. I enjoy everybody that spoke so far, but especially the last two ladies that were talking about how important it is, you know, to raise, you know, responsible daughters and do the best that you can. You give them the background, but you know it's a different time, and you let them, you know, work it out, and you just be there to cultivate and motivate them. So I really enjoy that. And as I was listening, it brought me to my daughter and my granddaughter situation and stuff like that. And I do see myself and my daughter a lot. And I always said, you know, me and my daughter was like apple and orange. Me and my mother was, you know, apples, but me and my daughter was apple and orange. But as I, you know, reconnect with her and getting to know her better and stuff like that, I see a lot of me inside of her and stuff like that. And the funny thing about it, I also see it in Ting Ting. And, you know, she's only 12 right now. And she acts so much like her mother. And I'd be like, wow. I said, you is just like your mother. And Tisha said, no, she act like you. I was like, wow. You know, and mothers and daughter relationship are so important. I never really realize that until I met you, until I got to know you and your ministry and stuff like that. It's so important, not only for the mother and the daughter to have a relationship, but the whole family. It's so important for the community. It's just so important for everybody, for the mother and daughter, because once the mother and daughter relationship is good, everything else follows. And I was talking to a lot of men now, because that's my ministry. I think God is leading me into helping black men. They are like, you know, saying that our young black women are like not, you know, doing what they want them to do and following and stuff like that, or not being a mother to cooking and caring like we was taught to be. So I think it's very important to go back there, because a lot of, you know, brothers, this is another thing I'm going into, like leaving, you know, the sisters and going on to other nationality, which I don't have a problem with, but we just don't want our culture to die. So I just say thank you, and I'm just learning so much. And this morning was really good, because it was a lot of people that was talking. And God bless you and keep on doing the good work. And I'm looking forward to 2015. Go ahead, Dr. Bessie.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, honey. You have been with me from day one, so I just wanted you to say thank you for that. What we are doing in 2015, we're already booking. We're coming up to Pennsylvania in the spring. And so we are booking, and next 2015 is going around doing the mother and daughter. We're doing health fairs, and we are doing the mother and daughter conference combination. So we have three engagements next year so far. So if you want us to come to your town, I know I'm going to New Jersey. We just haven't set the date yet. So I'm excited that this is good. The time is right. We planted the seeds. We cultivated. We will celebrate 5 years of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network here on the Roundtable on Blog Talk on Saturday morning. And it's just going to be an exciting 2015. I can't wait. And
I
thank
can't
you for participating.
And yes,
right.
I want you to come. Yes, I want you to come to New York. And we have to talk and get the dates and everything after the air and see what dates you're available and stuff.
Okay. All right. We're glad to do it. I thank you for taking time. I always appreciate your comments. You always give us good things to think about. You have a blessed day, and I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, this is exciting. This is what it's about. Mother and daughter, you know, and God just placed on my heart yesterday. He said, why don't you ask and select individuals to sit around that round table? Don't just, you know, because a lot of times I'm there and I see the people, I see you out there, you know, just ask certain ones to sit at the round table and they'll be prepared to say something. So I am so excited I took that move in my spirit to do that. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. So many, I got to do better now. Usually I have two or three people that will say, yes, I want to talk, and I don't want to miss anybody. So let me see. I did talk to 5973. Good morning. I think I spoke to you, right, Diane?
That was me, Dr. Bessie, Ralphie.
Okay, Ralphie, do you have anything else you want to say? We're closing out. I'm just going to give everybody a last-minute comment.
Dr. Bessie, you don't want to ask me that. I have so much to say. But
say it. Go ahead.
Well, you know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It just was a breakup.
Okay. We have a big role here. And I was thinking back to my mother and my grandmother. And my mother right now is invalid. She had multiple strokes, and I remember her mother before then died of cancer. But what I'm remembering is that they were all in one household. It's the relationship coming from the Caribbean. We have something in us where we respect our elders, we respect the mothers, because it is such a huge task to be a mother, and it's such an honor to be a mother that not all of us are mothers, and we need to take that very seriously. And I know I'm all over the place, but I have so much to say that having our mothers here and growing and being a grandmother is such a huge role in itself, and having the grandmothers helping out the mothers, to me, that's how I grew up, having the grandmothers around to help mm-hmm. out, to do the babysitting. And it's just a nurturing that goes back generation and generation and gets handed down as a tradition. So I want to do the same for my children, for my daughter. So when she has her children, I'm there to help out and hand over the traditions and the different cultural things, the ethics, the morals, all of that.
Wow. And you know what, Ralphie? That brings it back to the week that I had the mother, the daughter, and the grandmother. I mean, the granddaughter. And God placed it on my heart. He said, I want you to take it to another generation. And so when I thought about that, it's like it's important to be a good grandmother. You know,
yes.
I my mother and my daughter were so close. You know, I'm an only child. So I have mm-hmm. the only child. That's the only grand. They were so close that I actually was jealous. I mean, really. I mean, the minute we got to that house and when she walked in, it was like nobody else exists. Yes. She was the apple of my mother's eye. She was the apple of my daddy's eye. And I felt, well, wait a minute. What about me? But I was trying to be.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to be an adult. You know, I was trying to be grown. And one day I found myself crying because they were so close. They would go in and close the door, and they would lay across the bed, and they would have their conversation, and I was on the outside. And my mother wasn't doing it deliberately. That was just their thing, you know. And she said to me one day, she said, and I said, Mother, I said, you know what? I said, really, I feel like I'm cut out. I feel like you just dropped me and you took Angie. And she said, well, baby, no. She said, you just wait till you have your grandchildren. She said, you won't even know until you have your grandchildren. Lord knows that is the truth, so help me, God. I have two grandsons. The sun rises and shines. And we do the same thing. You know what we do? When I get home to my daughter's house, I'm telling you, me and my grandkids, these boys, one in college, one in high school, and we close the door, and we just get in there, and I sit on the bed, and they lay on the bed, and we talk 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking about every night. You're talking about kids, because what? I did the same thing my mother did. My mother took my daughter from the moment she got out of school, and she stayed all summer long, and she brought her back, and she was going to school on Monday, she brought her back on Saturday. Brought all of the school clothes, all of these things. And so I did the same thing with my grandkids. I picked them up when they got out of school. I kept them all summer long because my mother would say, you need to have a break. Of course, she wanted the grandbaby. She knew, but you need to have a break. And I was so free. I mean, I was just doing whatever I want to do. I didn't have to cook. It was just wonderful to have her do that. And I felt I needed to extend that to my daughter so that her and her husband would have time to grow and strengthen their relationship. And I can see my grandkids will do the same thing, but it didn't dawn on me until the morning that we do the same thing that I accused my mother of doing, and a lot of times we leave Angie out. She's downstairs, and we're upstairs with the door closed, so I'm going to be mindful of that. Thank you. All right, we are getting to the end. Have a blessed one, and join us. Everybody join us next Saturday morning. Tell a friend, have your friends call in. Let's keep this thing going because this is what God wants us to do. And, Rafa, you and I, you said you want to be a part of us and we're going to do some things with women. You have your ideas. So I'll talk back with you on that, okay?
Yes. Have a blessed day, Dr. Bessie.
Same to you. All right. I know it's time. We got to go. Cynthia, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day, a wonderful opportunity. And thank you for being the co-host today. Thank everybody for being the co-host because we all shared, and I appreciate it. Have a blessed week. Hold 1 second.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie.
Now, go to our website at www.m as in mother, d as in daughter, b as in bonding, n as in network, .org. That's mdbn.org. If you'd like to support what we're doing, you can make a donation. Click on the donation button. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next Saturday at 10.